child is this who lay to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping. Whom angels grieve and anthems sweet, while shepherds watch are keeping. This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste, haste to bring him up, the babe, the Son of Mary. Why lies he in such mean estate, where ox and ass are feeding? Good Christian, fear for sinners here, the silent word is pleading. This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste, haste to bring him love, the babe, the Son of Mary. So bring him incense, gold, and myrrh. Come, peasant king, to own him, the King of kings, salvation bring, glad loving hearts enthrone him. This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste, haste to bring him love, the babe, the Son of Mary.
And that's encouraging. More than able. Can be trusted, given us the victory. And it's through his Son, through the Lord Jesus. Well, what you're going to need tonight is a hymnal, number 228. You're going to sing that song multiple times. You will need a Bible, and you can turn to Luke chapter 2, because this is the basis of the text for, and I am aware of the time, I think. Yes, okay. We won't be out of here by 7, but we'll shortly thereafter. Won't go too long, but I want us to receive some spiritual nourishment as well. That was some good food. Thank you, ladies, men, all that contributed to that. It was a very, very enjoyable dinner and a good fellowship as well. As we look towards this song here, this is kind of an interactive time for us, because my burden is that we sing these songs every year. And yet they're very thought-provoking. Many of the old songs have so much truth and so much rich thought in that I know for myself, if I look at my own heart, I hear these songs and they just kind of bounce off a little bit and I don't really think. So if we're going to be singing these songs every year, I want us to be really getting the richness of the scripture that they're communicating to us. And so that's part of what we're doing, and just gives us a different way of looking at the Christmas story, because that's what these songs are pointing us back to. So, it starts off in the song, "What child is this who's laid to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping?" And so, it's describing the picture here, the image that ought to be coming to us is a little baby, newborn, sleeping. And you say, aww. All the ladies can be, oh, that's precious. You know, when you see that little teeny baby and they got, maybe it's, you stick your finger out and they grab a hold of it and they just latch on. We're talking about an innocent, sweet little baby. We're talking about humanity at its weakest point, its most vulnerability. And so what are we celebrating when we come to Christmas? We're celebrating the birth when Jesus Christ was born and he became a baby. And so the question here is, what little child is this? What teeny little, this little insignificant, weak human being, what's important about this person? The song goes on to say, whom angels greet with anthem sweet, while shepherds watch are keeping. That takes us back to Luke chapter 2 and verse 14. Verse 18. And you know the story well. I hope you read this to your family at some point during the Christmas time. It says, and there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord showed round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Now, this is meant to be interactive, so I'm going to ask you, what are some key words, you can throw out a word that connects with the chorus of this song and the text that we just read? And then you can just look through this chorus, and as soon as you come across a word that mentions a part of the story we read, just say it out loud. Angels, all right, very good. Their angels are singing. Of course, it doesn't necessarily state specifically they're singing. It just says they're praising God and saying, but that's what they're referencing there. Christ the King, yes. So it's the title of the announcement of who Jesus Christ is. That's a very a high point in this song. Very good. Another part. Oops, you know what? There's a part here that I didn't actually read. Let me, which verse is it in? It's got to be in verse 15, maybe. Oh, yeah, it's verse 16. I'm sorry. Let me read verse 16. That'll help you to see another part here. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. All right. Now I gave it away. Haste. No, you did well. Good to catch that. So another aspect here is calling haste, to bring him laud. And so that was the... What's going on here is fascinating. In the chorus, it says, whom angels greet with anthems sweet, while shepherds watch are keeping. So tell me in the story, a watch is a guard, and they're keeping watch over what? The sheep, okay? Now listen to the chorus. This is Christ the Lord, whom shepherds guard, and angels sing. So who are they guarding now? They're guarding the baby. And so we don't necessarily get that in terms of the story itself. They're just pictured as coming there. They see the sign and they go out praising the Lord. And so there's a little bit of poetic license here, but there's an aspect of taking the aspect of the shepherds are supposed to guard over the lambs. And who is the lamb? It's the baby. And so now they're guarding Jesus and proclaiming who he is, and the angels are singing about him. And so there's a little bit of shift there in the song. Then it applies the attitude of the shepherds. They didn't just lollygag. They made haste. They ran. They were so excited. And it applies it to us and the attitude that we're supposed to have. All right, so let's go, as we've looked at that, let's go ahead and sing the first stanza again, and then we'll look at the second stanza.
What child is this who lay to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping, whom angels greet with anthems sweet, while shepherds watch are keeping? Jesus Christ the Lord, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste, haste to bring him love, the babe, the Son of Mary.
The second verse starts off and says, why lies he in mean estate? Does anyone know what the word mean means? Does that mean that lowly? There you go. So it doesn't mean, we always think of someone being mean as a verb, but this is an adjective to describe something in a lowly place, a very poor place. And so what is, according to this, what is the word in our text that indicates, it's in the song, the hints are in the song, the first verse, I mean, second verse of the song there, but there's a word in our text that the song does not use, but that's what it's building off of. How do we know that he's in a lowly place? The manger. And what's the part of the song that lets us know that? Where ox and ass are feeding. So here he is. He's laying in the food trough of the animals. That's how we know that he humbled himself in terms of he came in a low estate. And so it's making us think about, wait a second. Who is this baby? He's the king. He was just announced to be the king by angels. A supernatural phenomenon takes place, and when they come and find him, he is in a manger. You know what this points to? The humility of Jesus Christ. That he would be willing to come down into the lowliness of humanity. We say, just to take on humanity. Just for Jesus to be born in a palace as a man would have been a humbling thing, because he left the ivory palaces of heaven above. But not only did he come down just to earth, he came to the lowest rung of earth to help us even understand what he was doing for us. The next part of this is interesting. It says, good Christian, fear. For sinners here, the silent word is pleading. The silent word. What does that mean? Okay, so it's, what's the baby doing at this point? He's sleeping. So it's a word, it's pointing to the fact that this person doesn't have to say anything, and he is the communication of God to us. It's God speaking volumes just by what he is doing. These pictures, these stories that we're going to communicate is the gospel. We're going to act out the gospel before people, and just to tell them that he was willing to come down and take such a lowly place for us. And he is, what's he pleading for? Silently he's pleading for what? Sinners. The message of Jesus Christ and what the song is telling us, sinners is what the silent word is pleading for. And so this whole aspect, don't think that God doesn't want to save. Why did Jesus come if he didn't want to save men? He came for sinners to receive us and to forgive us our sins. It's hard for us as sinners to believe that if God didn't tell us, because we don't deserve to be forgiven. But he wants to do this, and he opens his arms to all who will accept him. And so there's an aspect within the aspect here of a contrast between his exalted standing and his lowly coming. This is what this song is trying to make us think about the whole time we're singing it. So let's take the very first words. This is Christ the King. Where is the exalted one? Christ, the King. All right, there we go. What's the humble words? This. What are we pointing at? Keep it in mind. The sleeping baby. This person who's down here in human flesh is Christ, the King. It's a contrast between his present condition and his exalted status. All right, let's take the next two lines. Whom shepherds guard and angels sing. What's the exalted words? What? Angels sing. I mean, I think my mom said angels were singing at my birth, but no, no. No, I don't think so. I don't think anybody had when we were born, the angels split the sky and heaven announced our birth. We're not that important. But Jesus Christ is. Angels announced his birth. Well, wait a second. Where's the lowly part of this? Shepherds guard. Wait a second. We have to understand the culture in that day. Shepherds were on the, they were the bottom totem pole of societal status. It's hard to come up with, you know, a good word that might not offend someone. They're like electricians, you know. Oh, I just, who can I pick on? So there was this aspect, you know, it just, they were at this, if they were to give testimony in court, if they were found out to be a shepherd, it would be automatically inadmissible because they were considered to be the worth of the riffraff. They were thieves. And so they would say, you get this lowly job over here. And yet that's who God chose to announce the birth of Jesus to. That's why when the scripture says, which shall be to all people, God by the first announcement is saying, I am for everyone. There's not one person who's too low that I will not receive. And so it's a beautiful picture. All right, where's the words here of exaltation? Of him in this first part. Haste, haste to bring him Laud, this babe, the son of Mary. Bring him Laud. All right, that's good. We ought to ask the question, what is the word Laud? Praise. All right, it's just an old English word for praise. So it's basically bring him glory, bring him honor, bring him praise. So bring him Laud. That's the exalted words because this baby is worthy of worship. What's the lowly aspect of that phrase? The babe, the son of Mary. Here is the son of God who's come down to be a baby. And so the whole time is trying to put these two things that are just feel like they're worlds apart and they're found both in the Lord Jesus Christ. All right, let's sing that second stanza together.
Why lies he in such mean estate, where ox and ass are feeding? Good Christian, fear for sinners here, the silent word is pleading. This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste, haste to bring him Laud, the babe, the son of Mary.
All right, last stanza tells us, so bring him incense, gold and myrrh. We're going to bring him glory. That's the gifts that the wise men brought to him. Frankincense speaks to his act of a high priest, bringing incense before God. Gold speaks to his status as a king. And myrrh was something they used for someone embalming them with their death. And so it was really in his death that he was going to offer the incense. And in the crazy aspect that we wouldn't think about, he actually becomes worthy to become the king, because he redeems us to God. And so there's this call to acknowledge him as the prophet and priest and king, the Christ, the Messiah. Then it tells us, come, peasant, king, to own him. That means peasant is someone who is a beggar. You know, they're on the low end of the feudal system. King is at the top. He's got all the authority. And yet there doesn't matter where you fit between a peasant and a king, every single one of us No one's too small for him to overlook, and yet no one's too great that they ought not kneel before Jesus Christ. And then here it says, to own him. You know, I hope you say today that he is my King, my Christ, my Savior. And when you say he's mine, don't say he's my Lord and do not the things what he says. It means we're owning him in submission and in bowing before him. And it says here, the King of Kings salvation brings. It's hard to try to illustrate this properly, but I know I used it a while back about the ticket I received when I made a left-hand turn in a place that they had just set several weeks prior. You know what? I really was holding out hope that I wouldn't even have to pay the fine for that ticket. I was hoping for a presidential pardon. You know, I mean, I was praying every day. You know, I was writing my letter. I knew the president was going to just exonerate me from this. You laugh because you say, the president's got way bigger things than to worry about a parking ticket or a traffic violation. You know, can you imagine? You know, it's interesting. President Trump has been pardoning different people. One was Dinesh D'Souza. He was prosecuted for crimes committed against, anyway, I don't have to get into political crimes, but he only was a violation by the letter of the law, not by the spirit of the law, but they prosecuted him to the nth degree. And he received a call from the president himself. And all of a sudden he answers the call, and it's Donald Trump talking to him, informing him that he'd been pardoned. That's kind of the aspect and a much greater thing to realize my salvation, my need was noticed and met by the King of Kings. He looked down from heaven. He wanted to mess with lowly me and take care of all of my bankruptcy spiritually. Then it says, let loving hearts enthrone him. This is what people who love him do. They crown him and they say, you are my king. Whatever you want to do with my life, it's yours. It belongs to you. And this is what's being called to us. It's interesting when it says, this is Christ the King. This song is actually written in a minor key. It has kind of a questioning, contemplative type thought. But when it turns to this is Christ the King, it moves into major. And it gets brighter. And it gets easier to sing out with your full volume. And then it says, whom shepherds guard. That's again, returns to a minor key. And then it says, an angel sing. It turns back into a major. And it gets brighter. Haste, bring him law. That's in major key. The babe, the son of Mary, switches back there between minor, major, and minor again. So it's interesting, the song itself, I think why it's past the time, the test of time, is because the very way that the song was written was meant to help point us to this one great thing. So that the triumph of the song, it breaks out of minor into major at this statement. This is Christ the King. That's the main part of the story from Luke 2. And this song captures it for us. It means for us to exalt Jesus to the highest place in my life. He should be the reason for every goal I set, the motivation behind every prayer, the subject of my song, the life of my living, and the joy of my life. It is Jesus the King. So when it calls us, haste, run, don't delay. Give your all to him. Show your love for him. Show your thanks. Just like when you receive something you're really, really thankful for, you want to make sure you get that thank you note right out right away. Make sure Jesus knows, I'm so thankful. This babe, the son of Mary, the person willing to partake of my humanity, is my God and my only hope of salvation. He's the King. Let's go ahead and sing that third stanza and we'll close in prayer.
So bring him on. incense gold and myrrh, come peasant king to own him, the King of Kings, salvation brings, that loving hearts enthrone him. This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste, haste to bring him the babe, the Son of Mary.
Brother Kenny Blake, would you mind closing this with a word, please? Amen. You're dismissed. Thank you.